Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'd like to talk about summer harvesting. If you've been growing your own fruit and veg, then by now I'm sure you have an abundance that needs to be harvested. Let's begin by looking at vegetables. Onions are ready to be harvested when the tops of the plant begin to turn yellow and hang down. With peppers, you can harvest them at the stage you would like to eat them, but harvesting the fruit early will encourage the plant to continue producing. For beans, do a taste test to see if they are ready. Bear in mind that bush beans will continue to produce new beans after harvesting. Carrots are ripe when they are deep orange, but you can harvest them at different stages. Eggplants, otherwise known as brinjals, need to be left on the plant if they still feel hard. Harvest these when the skin becomes very glossy and the fruit feels spongy. When harvesting lettuce, you can wait until a proper head has formed before picking it. You can also treat lettuce as a cut-and-come crop where you harvest leaf by leaf. Cut-and-come-again crops like lettuce, Swiss chard, rocket, or Asian greens like tatsoi or mizuna mean that you can have an ongoing harvest from the same plant. You are basically harvesting the older outer leaves and allowing the rest of the plant to continue growing. Tomatoes can be left on the plant to ripen. That way, they will be at their most flavorful. You can, however, also ripen them on a windowsill. As soon as you see a bit of red or orange color developing, pick them and place them topside down on the windowsill to ripen. When it comes to harvesting fruit, many also develop better flavor if you leave them on the plant. Fruit like apricots, nectarines, peaches, plums, and spanspek, however, continue to ripen after they've been picked. Grapes you need to leave on the vine until they are fully ripe, and the same goes for watermelon. Leave watermelon on the vine so that they can sweeten. Wait until they produce a hollow sound when you tap them and then pick them. With many fruit trees, you may also need to harvest regularly over a few weeks as the fruits ripen. Be consistent with your harvesting efforts and don't let the fruit go overripe on the tree. This can attract pests and also end up becoming messy as the fruit drop off the tree. For tall fruit trees, use an extension fruit picker to reach the fruit. Another option is to gently shake the tree. Get a few people to help you hold a blanket or sheet spread open under the tree and shake the tree so that the fruit falls. The fruits that are ripe will separate easily from the branches. So all the best with your harvesting efforts. Bob Flowerdew, the British organic gardener, when talking about what to do with your harvest, says, "Store only the best, eat fresh the rest." That's all from me for today. For more info on harvesting, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.